Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Visioneering Technologies quarterly update. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Stephen Snoddy, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Again, it's Stephen Snoddy, Chief Executive of Visioneering Technologies, and I'm joined today on the call by our Chief Financial Officer, Mark Rappaport. Purpose of today's call is to review our Appendix 4C cash flow filing for the fiscal quarter ended September 2017, which was lodged with ASX yesterday, Australia time. And following the summary of those results, we'll open a call to questions. Just a quick note that all dollar amounts that we will discuss today are denominated in U.S. dollars. And just a quick orientation for the benefit of those of you who are new to VTI, we sell in the United States a revolutionary contact lens called NaturalView multifocal contact lenses. These are daily disposable soft contact lenses that are used by eye care professionals in two multi-billion dollar markets. The first of those markets is composed of people suffering from something called presbyopia. And if we break that word down, the presby means old, and the opia means vision. So we treat vision in old people, and namely their progressive loss of ability to see near objects. Unfortunately for some people, but fortunately for us, old in this context means over the age of 40 years, as almost everyone over the age of 40 has or is developing presbyopia. The other market that we serve is composed of children who are nearsighted and getting worse. This is a condition called pediatric myopia. Affects around a third of children in the U.S. and 80 to 90% of Asian children. Together, presbyopia and pediatric myopia represent about a $5 billion opportunity just in the U.S. alone. We are very pleased to report another strong quarter of revenue and account growth. Revenues were up 90% over the second quarter, coming in at $354,000, comparing to $186,000 in the second quarter and bringing us to around $650,000 so far in 2017. And again, just a reminder that our fiscal year does coincide with the calendar year. Active accounts grew 79% over the second quarter active accounts, jumping from 295 active accounts in the second quarter to 528 at the end of September. We exited the quarter with just shy of $20 million in the bank, $19.8 million in the bank, with cash outflow in a quarter of $3.5 million. We'll expect that cash outflow to increase in fourth quarter to around $4.3 million as we continue to expand the breadth and availability of our products. We are on track with regard to several major projects that we've discussed previously. We've hired an additional 8 territory managers. Territory managers are what we call our sales representatives, bringing the total to 23 territory managers, and still plan to be at 45 of them by mid-2018. We continue to hire highly talented sales professionals, and that's fueled mostly by our reputation as a great company to work for with truly innovative products in the portfolio and the pipeline. In international expansion, the CE mark process, which is our regulatory ticket to Europe, Australia, and some Asian countries, continues as expected, with completion still expected by the end of 2017. And pipeline development, all is status quo at this time. Timelines on product line expansions remain the same, with completion of toric development still slated for the end of this year, and work on the very exciting multifocal toric already having begun, with the anticipated launch of that product at the end of 2018. As communicated earlier in the year, practitioners have continued to collect data from children wearing our lenses, and we still expect release of additional data in the fourth quarter of this year, consistent with previous expectations. If you follow VTI, you'll also have seen that China and Singapore have issued new patents for our products that will protect the lenses well into the future, and there are still additional patents pending worldwide. So in summary, we are very happy with the third quarter results that we see, and of course that the company is on. And as always, very much appreciate the warm support that we have received from the Australian community. And at this time, we can open it up to questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and then two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before you ask your question. Your first question comes from Matthias Smith from Canaccord Genuity.
Hi, Steve. Congratulations on a great result. It's terrifying to think that as I approach 40, I may start losing my vision, but I guess that's inevitable, isn't it?
It won't be before your mind, Matthias, so it's okay.
Just following on from CE Mark and having the clinical data come out sometime this quarter, what are your plans in terms of having the lenses available in Australia, and I guess also once you've got that clinical data around myopia progression, getting into the Asian market, which is obviously a huge opportunity for the company?
Certainly, Australia is on our list of countries that we'd like to expand to internationally. Again, that is enabled by the CE mark. There will be some infrastructure development that has to take place. As is the case for all of the international territories we plan on entering, we do not plan on deploying international sales forces. We plan to take advantage of distribution channels that are already in place in those countries.
Okay. And in terms of ramp up in the sales force, you had plans around the IPO to have around 45 sales reps on the ground in the U.S. by sort of mid-next year. It looks as though that's on track. Is that still what the plan is for the U.S. launch?
Yes, that is still consistent with plan.
Okay. And the final question I have is in terms of production and, you know, getting the ramp up out of Taiwan, in particular having fit sets on hand to be able to open up new accounts and have the U.S. inventory on hand to support those accounts. Now that you've got the money in the bank and 6 months has passed, is that still rate limiting in any way, or are we? Do you have, you know, enough production capacity to support the sales effort that you currently have on the ground?
Now, it's amazing how motivational money in the bank can be for an OEM. So Pegavision is very rapidly adding to capacity. We do not see their capacity is being rate limiting at this time. And if I could just step back to a previous question, I may have not completely answered it. The data on myopia, at least in the context of international expansion, of course, is going to be very, very important, especially in the initial of those territories. Of course, as everyone knows, every country has a different regulatory scheme. Some countries are very easy to get into with, you know, very low regulatory barriers. Of course, we'll go into those countries first and really use the data that we're generating or that other practitioners are generating in children in the United States to enable those early entries. And then other countries will come a little bit later as we work our way through more complicated regulatory schemes. But yes, that data will be very, very critical, especially in the early international expansion.
Okay, look, I mean, it's you know, I think congratulations on the result. I mean, it really is impressive to see that kind of ramp up within 6 months, and I think it, you know, probably provides a pretty strong endorsement as to the opportunity and desire for these opticians to pick up these lenses. So well done.
Very appreciated, Matty. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Mark Pachas from BioShares. Please go ahead. Pardon me, Mark. Your line is now open. Your line may be muted.
Sorry, I just pressed the mute button. Congratulations, Stephen. Another great quarter.
Thank you.
I'm wondering what sort of trends you're seeing from some of the early accounts, the active accounts. Are they starting to prescribe the product a lot wider across their patient groups there?
It is really not possible for us, other than anecdotally, to know what our lenses are being prescribed for. So, you know, we sell a multifocal contact lens. that ends up in a practitioner's hands and ends up on the patient. Because of U.S. privacy laws, we are not allowed to know anything about those patients. And so we don't receive data on which patient group a practitioner is putting the lenses on. What we do see is very impressive growth. We do not get the granularity of knowing exactly what they're doing with that unless we actually go into a clinical trial mode and collect that data from them, which, of course, is a large, expensive thing to do.
Okay. So you're seeing growth from...
Anecdotally, we know that there is a lot of use in both populations, growing use in a pediatric population.
Right. So you're seeing a lot of growth within those early accounts?
Yes.
Yeah. And is it? Are you seeing? Is there any sort of restriction or inhibition from sales for not having a full suite of contact lenses, or is that not a factor?
Sorry, Mark, you sort of went out there for a second. Any limitations due to what?
Just wondering if there's any inhibition in or restriction in sales from not having the full suite of contact lenses, like some of your competitors, your larger competitors.
Certainly no inhibition with the multifocal sales. Of course, we already have spheres for sale in a lot of our accounts, and that definitely helps get our brand name out there and increases awareness. The multifocal toric, of course, is something that nobody sells, and so that's something that everybody is very excited about. But at this time, no, the multifocal carries enough benefit on its own that it gets practitioners pretty excited without a full suite of co-products.
Okay, great. Well done. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Ben McCallum from Regal. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks.
Congratulations again. Quick question from me is just not so much the ramp up in the quantity of sales guys, but more so the ramp up in the individual sales people, how long it takes from the point that they're hired, the training process, to when you're starting to see them gain active accounts for the company?
Yeah, so, you know, we put out some assumptions around the time of the IPO that it would take around 3 months to get somebody onboarded, get them integrated into the company, and get them out trained and start selling their lenses. That we've really started to build a lot of confidence around those assumptions and our modeling, so that's working out quite well. The assumptions that said, you know, it can take 12 to 18 months after the time they finish training and actually get into the field before they really start to hit the stride, fairly consistent results around that as well. So at the time, I would have called a lot of these assumptions uncertain and unknown, but they're becoming a little more validated, actually much more validated as we go along.
Excellent. And then it's probably still early, and I think the previous question was around active accounts, but just the anecdotal evidence that you're seeing in active accounts that have been with the company for a period of time now, that growth, you know, there's a lot of expansion growth in the existing active account base that you're seeing?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we really like seeing in the results are the increase in active accounts and repurchases, both metrics that were very strong coming in the third quarter.
Excellent. That's all from me. Congrats again, and keep up the good work leading into Christmas.
Okay, great. Appreciate it, Ben.
Thank you. Just finally, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. As there are no further questions this morning, that does conclude our conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.